Here we go, Shir HaShirim, Perek Hey, the fifth Perek, and this is known as the Kol Dodi Dofek Perek, right? The first Pasuk, according to most, really is the finishing up the story of the previous Perek, and then the story is told of a woman who's in bed, and she hears her beloved knocking on the door, and knocking, and she says, no, I have to get my clothes on, I'm not dressed, I just washed my feet, and I have to go. Finally, she decides to get up and go to the door, and by that time, her dote, her guest at the door went, and she goes to look for him, and she finds guards walking in the city. She gets beat up by the guards. Again, this is all the mashal, and she says to the guards that, my beloved, he loves me, I'm lovesick, where is he? And they ask, you know, why are you so in love? What's so special about him? And then the rest of the parak is all the description of the woman, about the man, how beautiful and amazing he is. That's the parak, and again, about Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So first, the parak starts off with Pasuk Aleph, which according to most is an answer to the previous parak, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes Klal Yisrael, saying, Mayafu Dadayach, your love, your tsanua, your dvash v'chalav tachas l'shoneich, you have Torah, you smell so good. And then related to that, we say, basi l'gani achoti chala, arisi morim sami. Hashem says, I've come to my gan, I've come to the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi describes how this whole pasuk is talking about the Chanukah of the Mishkan that takes place in Parshas Naso, a reference to all of the Karbanos. Arisi mori imbesami. Arisi, Rashi says, is a lashon of gathering. We have from Oreh in Mishnayis. Achalti yarim divshi. I ate my honeycomb with the honey. Shasisiyeni im chalavi. I drank my wine with the chalev. So again, all these are referring to the different Karbanos, right? I gathered that's referring to the Ketorah. The only time there was a Ketores of a Yachid was by the Karbanos of the Nesiim, and the wine is talking about the Nesachim, the Chelev is talking about the other Karbanos, Ichlu Reim, the Pasuk ends off, come, eat with me, friends, talking about the Kohanim, Shtu v'shichru Dodim, and Yisrael Kedi from the Shlamim. So that's a reference that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so happy when he comes, and he came to the Mishkan. And now we get to the time of the Chur, but according to most, that's what it's referring to. Ani Yishena Velibi Er. I am sleeping. Describes B'nai Yisrael. They're the woman. I am sleeping. What does that mean? I have a Beis HaMikdash. I don't think that I will ever lose the Beis HaMikdash. Ani Yishena Velibi Er. But inside, my heart is alive. My heart is alive. There are so many midrashim on this pasuk. Many midrashim on this pasuk. I'll just mention a few. Ani Yishena Velibi Er, the Rav Pinkus writes that Libi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Inside every Jew is, so to speak, a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's always there. That's always awake. And even if a Jew is sleeping on the outside, Libi Er, his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And at some point, it could awaken. It could awaken when you least expect it. It's going to awaken because there's still a pintel yid in there. If you look in Vihigavita, the Haggadah of Rav Galinsky, he quotes on this pasuk, the Medrash, that when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, not such a popular Medrash, but when he quotes the Medrash, that when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, there were two Jews that decided to stay in Mitzrayim, Dasan and Aviram. They stayed in Mitzrayim, and then when Paro decided to go chase, they went to chase, and when they came to the Yam, and they saw the Anani HaKavod, and they saw everything going on, they realized that HaKadosh Baruch was in charge. So they did not follow in Paro and the soldiers into the water. They stayed on that side. And what they say, Ein Breir, what should we do? We'll be mitzarif with Am Yisrael. But the problem is, they were on the wrong side. They're on the wrong side. So how did they get there? So the Medrash says, a nace happened, and the Yam split just for them. Just for them, even though they were still Rishayim. They were still Rishayim. What is the Yam splitting for them? The answer is, they were still Jews, and they wanted to connect to the rest of Am Yisrael just for that reason. Ani Yishena, they're Yishena for mitzvahs. They're sleeping for mitzvahs, but their heart is still there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the connection is still there. Ani Yishena v'libi er. Some say, Ani Yishena v'libi er. I am Yashen in Galus and libi er. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awake, sowing the seeds of Geula. But either way, this is the description of a woman that's lying in bed, but she's awake. Kol dodi dofek. And she hears her dodi, her beloved, is knocking on the door. Pischili, open up the door, please. Achusi, rayasi, yonasi, tamasi. All of these are also picked up by Midrashim. The terms of endearment and of love. Raya, my Yona, remember we had Yona already, also symbolizes loyalty. Sheroshi nimlato, my heart, my head is dripping with tau, with dew. Kvus Osiris, Issei Laila, my locks, maybe it's symbolizing it's raining outside possibly, but either way, this is the pasuk that the dod is knocking. Rashi quotes that this is a reference to the Nevi'im. Hashem, when the Bnei Yisrael were sleeping for a mitzvah, Hashem sent Nevi'im knocking on the door, warning them and telling them, there's going to be a churban. There's going to be a churban unless you do tshuva. Pischili, the medrash, famous medrash on this pasuk of Pischili Rayasi, Pischili, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just open up a little for me. I'll do the rest. Open up a little. Pischuli Pesach shal tshuva kechuda shal machat. Open up like the eye of a needle. Just a little bit. Take the first step. Vani eftach lachem Pesach shafilu agolus ukronos nechasim bo. And I'll open up for you. You give me a little Pesach and I'll open it up. I'll open it up so wide. Just take that first step in tshuva. Many mefarshim talk about this. Hashem yazor. Just take that first step. And in that way, that's based on this pasuk. Pischuli, Hashem says, just open up a little bit for me. Rav Salvechik has a whole article, famous article called Kol Dodi Dofake, where he talks about the Holocaust and he talks about the time period of the 1940s, the 1950s, and he talks there about the six knocks, the political knock, the theological knock. We talked all the knocks and we're not going to go into now, but he also beautifully describes the message of this story. And that's the message of the story, where he talks about the dod and the ra'aya. He describes it as he always does. This is on page 22 in Kol Dodi Dofik, where he talks about that Laila, but also Laila Sodi Umuzar Ala Hadod Pito Mitocha Afila V'Dafak BePesach Rayato. Rav Salvechik always describes the stories in so much color and graphically in that secretive night, in that magical night. All of a sudden, she's surprised to hear a knocking. Shekolka Kipsa V'Tzipsalo. She's been waiting for this knock. Dafak V'Tchanela. He begged, please open. Shediftach Lazdelasa Allah. Please open. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davened, please don't act in a certain way that I have to destroy the Mikdash. HaRega HaGadol Shalom Chikta B'Kilyon Einayim U'Belev HaMash. She waited with eyes, with a heart, B'Mito Chesach Hadas, but it was a surprise. She didn't realize it. Amad Liat Pitcha Pasha Yadol Derech Chor Manu. He sticks his hand in, tries to open the door. She starts shaking. She's like, oh, it's happening, it's happening. B'Kvitza Achat Yachlo HaRaya Lasik Et Kol Chendat Chayeha. In a second, she could do it. Dafka ba'oso laila atzlus bat akshanus muzara takfala. All of a sudden, she got lazy. She got this stubbornness. Lerega kat nignas aisha kisufim shabaraba. Oh, for a second, the fire of yearning was extinguished in her. Niskaveta chifetz haadir shotko shutku rikshoseha v'nishtatku chalamoseha. Her dreams and everything she yearned for were stopped. Hadokim shich mitfikosa mitoch tachnuna v'savlanus. He begged, please open the door. V'yachin imayim dafa gama sha'on regaim v'sha'os. But as he knocked, so did the clock. Harayalo netra l'kol doda. And she didn't listen. Kla Yisrael didn't listen. But again, back to the psukim. What is the ra'aya say? Pashati eskutanti. I already took off my clothes. Echach el bashena. How can I put my clothes back on? Rachatzi esragli. I already washed my feet. Echach atanfim. How can I get them dirty? Rashi says, that this is a reference to, I'm so far. I've done so much avodah zarah. Could I really do tshuva? Klomar kfar limadti la'atzmi drachim achirim. Lo ucha lo shuv elecha od, Rashi quotes. I'm too far, they didn't believe in themselves. The Masudas David says this is talking about those Jews in Bavel. Maybe it's talking about Bayesheni. When Ezra is calling them back and they say, no, we're fine here. We're just fine here in Bavel. Vanimshal Hulomar, Hine Nisatsalti, Lalos Lemizushalayam, Lefisha Kranis Yashafti Babavel, Fahisa Aratahi Areva Alai, I'm very comfortable here. Floratisi Litrach Matiltuladarak, I can't come back, it's too hard to, it's too much of a trip. I'm comfortable here. Rachmanalitzlan, most of the Jews said that. Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, I'm giving you a base Hamigdash, right? That Gullus is an Onesh. Rav Shachter likes to quote the Maharal Diskin. In Parshas Mishpatim, where we have, remember the Chazar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, that why do we pierce the ear? Because the ear that heard at Har Sinai, you know, you should be my Eved, or you shouldn't steal, we should pierce his ear. The problem is, as Maral Diskin, so we should punish him right away. Only after 6 years, then we do the Ritzia. If it's for avada, I handle avadim lavadim. It's for geneva, so it should be right away. The answer is no. Right away, we give him an onesh. That's called avdus. The problem is, now that he says ahavti esadoni, the problem is that he didn't think that the onesh was an onesh. He's comfortable with the onesh, so we have to give him another onesh. That was the problem. Aval acher shekolush nosa shibud, v'omer ahavti esadoni, v'nichalo b'shibud gufo, v'mashen nosin l'arav mizonos, I'm comfortable here, v'golidaite sheonesh rachur bezon l'shabit ein ze onesh. So we have to give him another onesh. Rachman al-Islan, being sent into Bavel, being sent into Galus is an onesh, being sent to any country other than Eretz Yisrael is an onesh. And we have to recognize that. And that's what the Dod, I'm sorry, that's what the Raya, that's what a Klal Yisrael, we didn't want to acknowledge that. I'm comfortable here. Dodi shalach yado manachor umeach hamu alav. And now my Dod, the question is, he sent his hand. Does that mean he started taking his hand back out or putting his hand in? Either way, may I hamu alav, my innards started shaking. Kamti ani leftoach ledodi, and now he got up. Now the Raya got up. She got up. V'yadai natfu mar, and I have all these types of perfumes on me. Vetz bosai maru over al kapos ha-manul. Patachti ani ledodi, and I opened the door. V'dodi chamak avar. What a tragic pasuk. He's gone. He's gone, right? This is Churban. Churban, we think it's okay. We think we can still do tshuva. It's too late. It's too late. Such a graphic image. But again, that's the message. The message is if you want to do something, you have to do it right away. Don't wait. Don't lose the moment. Rav Pinkus emphasizes this in his Agada here. Don't lose the moment if you are inspired. K'sheish la'adam rega shel his oris v'shel chizuk. Alav l'tfoso so miyad v'lo lahamtin l'zman acher. Ki'im shohim v'lu zman mu'at. Alulim lahafsid esarega. You can lose it, and he quotes various examples. Don't lose the moment of inspiration. He quotes a story that when Rav Aaron Kotler was nifter, a number of Talmidim came to bury him in Eretz Yisrael on Har Mnuchot. The rest of the yeshiva had to spade him every day. And when the boys who were came to Israel to bury him, they were going to go back. So people suggested a lot of them had never been to Eretz Yisrael. One he go to Tzfat, one he go to Meiron, and they were wondering whether to go to Tzfat or Meiron before they went back. So he asked the Rosh Yeshiva in the mirror, and he said, "No, you have to go back. Right now, you're still inspired, you're still mushpa, you're still within the world. Hashpah of Rav Aaron. If you stay, even for good reason, you know, maybe you'll lose the moment of inspiration." And therefore, he said, just go back. But that, the message is, v'dodi chamak avar, don't lose it. Nafshi yatsa b'dabro, my heart left me, my soul left me, b'gashtiyu v'lo matzaziyu, I looked, and I didn't find him. Karasi v'lo anani, he didn't call me. Mitzauni hashomrim, so I went looking. So all of a sudden, shomrim, Rashi quotes, Nevuchadnezzar. Right, but guards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu send guards to guard the reality. Hasovim ba'ir, hikuni, pitzauni. They hid me, they wounded me. They wounded me. Rav Zilberstein notes in Chashuk Echemed, if we would ask, where is this pasuk found? Right, if we would be giving a test. Mitzauni shomrim sovim ba'ir, hikuni pitzauni, we'd probably say echa. Right, the shomrim, the guards found me and they're hitting me and they're punching me. Right, that's an echa type of pasuk. What is this doing in Shir HaShirim? Doesn't belong in Shir HaShirim. The answer is it must be sometimes that there are hits of love. A parent sometimes could give a figurative hit of love, a rebuke of love. And it must be here too. That's what this is doing. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving Klal Yisrael hits of love. Yeshdan makos shehin bebechinas shiros v'sishbachos. Makos shel ahava. He said, Oso Abba, Shepam alatefu machabeket beno, upam beroso ayalaj zakuk lechinuch yoter yisodi, hu makebo avalze oso Abba. Right, it's the same father, as long as it's done out of love. So too, we went around and we found Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar found us. Nosuas redidi me'alai, they took my redid, some type of golden ornament, Barashi says it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. They took it from me, Shomrei HaChomos, those guards. Right, earlier the Shomrim of Moshe and Aaron, but these are, now Nebuchadnezzar is the guard. So Klal Yisrael now turns to the other nations, and we say, Hishbati eschem enos Yerushalayim, I cause you, I adjure you, im timsu as dodi, if you find my dod, ma tagidu lo, what are you going to tell him? Shecholas ahava ani, I'm lovesick. Okay, I messed up, I stayed in bed, I didn't think it was serious, but if you find my dod, tell him, Shecholas ahava ani. It's really a declaration of love that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, B'nai Yisrael stayed loyal even throughout the Golus. Throughout the Golus, Rashi says that we tell the other nations, you think that God has rejected us? What has happened in this Golus? Hishbati eschem, ha'umos anchei Nebuchadnezzar, shereisem, what have you seen over the past number of years? Shechanani mishol v'azariah mosir masmal l'kivshan ha'esh in Sefer Daniel. Chalam shavazariah was thrown into the kivshan ha'esh by Nebuchadnezzar because they refused to bow. V'ez Daniel l'guv ha'arayot aliskei tefila, and Daniel davened. And remember, I think it was Daryavesh said he didn't want to put the punished Daniel, but he didn't have a choice. So what did he do? He threw him into the lion's den. There's Dorosho Mordechai B'mei Haman and the whole Purim story. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rejected us? Look at those nisim. Mishpati Eschem. Just open your eyes and see what happens. And recognize that Hashem is with us, and Hashem has a special relationship to us. Madodech midod. So they turn to us. The other nations turn to us and say, what is your dode different than any other dode? What makes your God so special? Rashi, Kacha Yisrael the Numot says Yisrael, Ma Elokechem, Mikolo Elohim, Shekach Atem Nisrafim and Nislavim Alav. You give your life for him, your Moser Nefesh for him. What's so special? Ma Dodech Midod. Again, this is another title of an article by Rev Salvechik, his hesped for his uncle, the Grizz. He calls Ma Dodech Midod, right? Talking about it, playing on the words. Not your uncle is different than any other uncle, but that's his reference. But again, in the context, it's talking about the other nations asking us, what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu so special to you? Hayafa banashim, you beautiful of women. Ma Dodech Midod, Shekach Hishpatanu, you adjured us, you made us swear. What makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu so special? So the rest of the parak is our describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, it's described in physical terms, and we know that is not meant to be taken literally. We know, the Rambam tells us, right? And one of the animamins, one of the yesodos, yesod 3. The third yesod, the Rambam says, shlilas hagashmus mimenu, the negation of physicality. V'hu shezeho eino guf, v'lo koach beguf, v'lo yiruhu ma'ora os hagufim. Nothing physical applies to him. Kona tznu'av amnucha, he doesn't rest, he doesn't move. Lo be'etzem v'lo memikre, l'fichach shalalu mimenu aleim ha'shalom ha'chibur v'apirud, he doesn't have come together. As parts, he doesn't separate. Lo yeshiva, lo amida, lo orif, lo afui, lo pirud, lo orif, lo chibur. Nothing. That's one of the yesodos. And he says, "Zes yesod shlishi, hu asher mora alav, mashenemer ki lo reisem kol tmuna, lo isaktem oso bal tmuna." Doesn't happen. And the Rambam says this also in Hilchos Tshuva, where he's describing different categories of heretics. And the Rambam says one of the people who are minim are haomer sheish sham ribon echad elashu guf ubal tmuna. He is physical. And the Ravid says, Lama Karel Azemin, Vekama Gdolam Vitovim Mimenu, Holchu Bazam Achshava. Many think there's some physicality. Lafi Masharo Bimigros, because look at the Psukim. Vyozim Masharo Bidivri Ha'agodos, Hamishabshos Esadeos. So the Ravid doesn't say that he argues on the Rambam, but he's just saying you shouldn't call them a min, because people believe in it. But either way, as we read the rest of the Perek, we keep that in mind that this is all a Mashal. So what is B'nai Yisrael? What do we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Dodi Tzach Va'adom. He is clean, white, and red. How could he be white and red at the same time? So again, the Midrashim here talk about what's the reference of Tzach V'Adom. It could be Din and Rachamim. Rav Moshe Feinstein quoted in a number of sources in Haggadah Arzi Levono, and he talks about the Medrash has four different opinions. The Medrash here, Tzach li ba'olam haba, V'Adom li ba'olam hazeh. The opposite, Tzach li ba'olam hazeh, V'Adom li ba'olam haba. Sachli b'Shabbos v'adom li kol yimei Shabbos. Sachli b'Rosh Hashanah v'adom li kol yimos Hashanah. What's going on here? So Ramoshi explains, there are some people that can't think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much during the week. But on Shabbos, oh. So that's the one opinion. Sachli b'Shabbos, I'm white on Shabbos, even though adomli, I'm silent, right? And I'm red the days of the week. Red meaning not connected and pure. And then there are people that can't focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu every Shabbos, but at least on Rosh Hashanah. That's the other opinion. Tzach li b'Rosh Hashanah, v'adom li kol yimos Hashanah. And then there are other Jews that their whole life they don't focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right before they die, they look back and they say, oh, right before they say, realize, they have a hero tshuva right before they die. So, what is that? So that's Tzach li ba'olam haba, even though it was adom li ba'olam hazeh. Even though it was refim ba'olam hazeh, I wasn't clean. But Olam Haba, I'm going to be clean because he has that moment of tshuva. And then you have the opposite. Those, even the whole world is sach ba'olam hazeh. The whole world, because they're all preparing. They think that Adom, they're not going to be worthy in Olam Haba. But ultimately, they will be worthy. But that's how we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzach va'adom dagul mervava. The name of the Nodi B'Yehuda Sefer on Shulchan Aruch. Dagul mervava. Right, there's a midrashim in Parshas Bamidbar that the malachim have flags and they are set up in multitudes, dagu mervava, and we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's surrounded by thousands and millions of angels. Rosho kesem paz, His head. What is his head? Rashi says it means the first time he spoke to us, the beginning. The Aseret HaDibros, Kes and Paz, that was beautiful. Kfutzosav Tal Talim. The Gemara says that means that things that hang down from the Rosh, from the Torah, and that's the Tagin. The crowns on the letters, which the Gemara tells us in Menachos Chavtes, Rabbi Kiva Darshan, mountains of halachas from those Tagin. Shchoros Ka'ori, black like an Orev. Again, Chazal pick up on every phrase here. We're not going to mention all of them. Einav Kiyonim Alafiki Mayim. His eyes look down at the water. In Mayim Ala Torah. His eyes look down at those sitting and learning Torah. L'chayav Karukas Habosem. His cheeks are full of fragrance, full of fragrance. The Gemara says in Shabbos Peches, when Hashem gave the Torah, the whole world was filled of a wonderful fragrance and aroma. That's based on this pasuk. Based on this pasuk. Sifsosav shoshanim notvos marover. His lips are rosy. Gemara darshins sheshonim that learn yadav kalile zav memuloyim batarshish, full of special diamonds and gems. Mumulam Batarshish. Rashi says, in the Aseret HaDibros are encapsulated the Targum Mitzvahs. Right? Just like he says in the Parsha Mishpatim. Mimulaim Batarshish. Me'av, his innards. What's his, Hashem's innards? Vayikra. Rashi says, Sefer Vayikra. That's the middle Sefer. So the innards, Eshes Shein, are sparkling like ivory. Again, Rav Pinkus here discusses in his Agadah, the godless of Karbanos. You know, sometimes, you know, if you never saw a flower before, then even if you have a gorgeous array of flowers, you're not going to appreciate it because you never saw a flower before. So how do you know, like, you don't appreciate its beauty because you don't know what's supposed to be beautiful? Or he says, let's say you've never had a kiss before. And somebody gives you a kiss. You might think, oh, disgusting. What are you doing? What are you touching me? But if you realize what a kiss is, then you realize a special quality. None of us have experienced karbanos. So we have no idea. We don't have an idea. It's beauty. We think, oh, it's strange. But may of Eshes Shein, Rashi says, the inner, that's the inside. Mu'ulefes sapirim, surrounded by pearls. Shokava mu'de sheish, Gemara continues. Mar'ehu kalavanon, bachur ka'arazim. It's mar is like Livanon. Rashi is like a forest. The longer you look in the forest, you see the trees, you see the growths, you see the blossoms. You see so much, so there's so much alive in the forest. And there's so much alive in Torah also. Chiku mamtakim, right, the Sefer of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Chiku, it's sweet. Kulo machmadim, zedo di v'zevri'i. So Bnei Yisrael tell the Umos Olam, this is my dode. This is my beloved, Benos Yerushalayim. You listen up, the Asians. We have a special connection, and I appreciate. So the previous parak was HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking about us. This parak is us, we, talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stop here in Parak Hei.